We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Now, the book of Psalms has in it so much of what we might call spiritual sentiment, all the longings of the human heart, repentance for sin, the crying unto God for help, everything's here. It's so expressive. You know, human nature hasn't changed and human needs haven't changed. All down the ages, people have been just the same. We are not different from people who are dead and gone. Back in the days of David, they had the same sort of people we have now. People talk about evolution, you know, when they say that man's on the upward march. That's not the story of the race. The story of the race is that man goes up and then goes down. There's been no evolution since the days of David. I can find my own experiences in the Psalms, and you can find yours there, all through the book of Psalms. Now, keep in mind, when you read the Bible, that God sometimes is speaking to a race. Now, God dealt with the Jews as a race. God chose Israel for earthly purposes, largely. They were to represent him on earth. They were to be a repository for his truth. Out of their loins, a Messiah was to come. They were to testify to one God in the world. So God raised them up as a race. Abraham headed a race. But when you get dealing with individuals now, an individual Jew in Israel was the same as an individual Gentile, see? After all, you come back to the individual, see? You have to be saved as an individual. You can't be saved in mass. You're saved one by one. Somebody said, if I had 1,000 souls to save, I'd save one at a time. All this past summer over this country, outwin them to the Lord. Amidst all of the turmoil and upheaval of our modern world, while people talk about war and trouble and this and that and the other, and all the things going on, and big headlines in the paper, these students scattered over the world, leading them to Jesus Christ. Some of them in Europe, some of them back here, scattered all over through the states. And it's such a thrilling thing to meet these preacher boys, and they talk about the joy they had of winning people to the Lord. That's a revival, you know. That's a revival. Talk about reviving Bob Jones University campus. We have one all the time. All the time. It's the sort of revival that produces the sort of results that sends people out to get people saved. And that's what counts. Now, you go back here to the verse I'm going to quote now in this seventh psalm, where you come back to the individual, always to the individual. See? God deals with the races and nations and the mass of humanity. But he deals also with individuals. And after all, if you're not individually related to God in the right way, then you're all out. It's an individual business. Whosoever believes in him should not perish. It's always personal. It's back to the individual. Now notice what the psalmist says. The psalmist says, my defense is of God. My defense is of God. My defense. My personal defense. Listen. Notice what it lies over now. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Now, that heart emphasis is always an interesting emphasis in the Bible. He didn't say, my defense is of God, who gives me great judgment, or who makes me a very wise man, or a shrewd man, or an ingenious character. He didn't say that. He's talking about a heart uprightness. A man has to be right in his heart to be rightly related to God. You have no right to look to God for help unless your heart attitude towards God is right. Now, if you're not right in your heart, you're not right. That's the basis. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. God always looks at the heart. Now, an upright man in his heart is a man who would do what God would have him to do. That's an upright man. Now, is that simple? Now, if you would do what God would have you to do, you're an upright man in heart. Now, if you wouldn't do what God would have you do, you're not an upright man in heart. Now, an upright man in heart may make mistakes, and they all do. Nobody's ever free from mistakes. But, you know, God even makes the mistakes of the upright in heart turn out to his glory. God does that. We have a great God that makes even the wrath of men to praise him. So David cries out, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. See? You know, you've heard people talk about, well, he seems to always get through somehow or other. You know why? always seems to come out all right. You know why? Because a man in his heart is going along the way of God's purpose for his life, doing what God called him to do the best he can. And even men who make mistakes somehow or other always get back. I used to know a man that I used to watch him, and we'd say he bungled through somehow or other. But when you got with that man, his heart was upright. His heart was right. He wanted to exalt God, and you couldn't sidetrack him. It didn't matter what you did to him, what you said about him. He'd always land on his feet for Jesus Christ. Back to the gospel, back to the essentials, back to the thing that counts. Now, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Now, a defense. Now, that's not offense, see. It's defense. That means God protects, see. God protects. In other words, God gets between a man and his enemies, if a man's upright in heart. God becomes your wall of protection. In other words, if a man's doing what God's called him to do, when the man's job isn't done, you have to shoot that man through God's omnipotence. You've got to get a gun. Now, if you can find a gun that can go through God's omnipotence to hit God's child that's doing what God called him to do, then you'll have to find a gun I've never heard of. God, the all-powerful God, steps out in front of all of his faithful, surrendered, consecrated people who are doing his purpose and carrying out his purpose, doing his will. And God becomes our defense. All right? Shoot him through God if you can. Turn your guns on him. See what you can do. See what you can accomplish. Isn't it wonderful to have such a defense? As I've said so many times, you can't die till your work's done. Now, you may die, and people may wonder, well, it's too bad he died, but his work's done. And who wouldn't want to die when his work's done? Who'd want to stay here and encumber the earth? I hope when my work's done, God will take me home. I don't want to live it. You can't die till your work's done for God if you are in the will of God. Now, remember that. Now, Paul went on down the journey of life. People tried to kill him, and you couldn't kill him until the end came, and then he wrote Timothy's letter and said, I finished the course. I'm now ready to go. See, his job was done. You know, Jesus went down the road. They tried to kill him when he was a baby. The Son of God came to die on the cross. And he just kept saying, mine hour is not yet come, mine hour is not yet come. And then the hour came, and he said, this is it. Now, God Almighty will not let you die until your work's done if you are in the directive will of God. Now, you may get under the permissive will of God. You may get out from under the directive will of God. And you may get away from God's purpose for your life. You may take things in your own hand. And you may die out under the permissive will of God. But as long as you're under the directive will of God, you're immortal. You can't die. Nobody can kill you till your work's done. Because your defense is of God. God said, this is my soldier. I'm sending him out to fight this battle for me. And I'll go in front of him and stand between him and all the bullets of the enemy until he delivers the goods that I've sent him out to deliver. What a wonderful God. You have a defense from death. You have a defense from judgment. There's no judgment to them which in Christ Jesus. A Christian will never come into judgment. Never. Now you'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ where you'll receive a reward for your service. And your reward will depend upon your faithfulness, purpose of your heart, and your loyalty. But you'll never be judged. Your sin was born in the body of Jesus Christ on the cross. And you can lose your reward, all right. But you have the protecting power of God against the judgment of God when you stand up here. God Almighty won't let you come into judgment. The debt's paid. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. I'm going to walk up someday and meet God, and they call my name. I'm going to hand in the receipt. I'm going to say, yes, I had sinned, but Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. He paid my debt. And here's my receipt signed with the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's no judgment. God's your defense from death. He's your defense from judgment. He's your defense from satanic attack. Now, keep this in mind. The very devil that attempts to attack Jesus Christ will attack you. Now, up till Jesus came, everybody was defeated. He defeated Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He defeated everybody down the road. But one day, Jesus was born. Devil tried to defeat him and tried to kill him when he was a baby, see. And then Jesus grew up and went out, and I don't think the devil sought an interview with Jesus. The devil knew who Jesus was. I think when Jesus went out into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, that the devil himself would have been glad if possibly avoided it. And Jesus Christ forced the issue and came out and faced the foe, the one that had conquered the whole human race, and was more than conqueror. And he said, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. More than conquerors. You just don't get by with the skin of your teeth. You get by waving a flag of victory. Now, that's our defense. God's our defense. What does it say now? My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Now, you have to be upright in heart. And you're not upright in heart if you're not right to lead to God. And you're not upright in heart unless your motive is to do the will of God. And you're not upright in heart unless you're going down the road of life fulfilling the purpose of God as you understand that purpose for your life. But if you are doing that, God Almighty is your defense. My defense is God. Say, what a defense. Say, listen, let the devil mount his battlements and put them guns on the battlements. Let him shoot. Let what come may come. Don't get discouraged, you people, you Christian people. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You're going to learn someday out yonder in eternity that every child of God that never surrendered, that went on day by day doing the will of God as God revealed that will to him, you're going to find out they're all more than conquerors. They're all victors, not victims, victors. What a wonderful God we have. Now, let's get back to the verse again. Make a note of it. Mark it in your Bible. The 10th verse of the 7th Psalm. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Oh, what a God. What a wall of protection. What a battlement around us. How God the Almighty stands with his protecting power. I look under the hills, the psalmist said, whence cometh my help? And it's in the form of a question. Does my help come from the hills? He said, no, my help's from God. Hills, mountains, all the protecting power of nature is not sufficient. But God is sufficient. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that thou art not only our God, but our Father. Thou art omnipotent and the God of the universe and our God, but thou also art our Father. Thou dost have a fatherly interest in us because we've accepted thy Son as our Savior, and thou hast thine omnipotence to protect us and defend us. Help each one of us today while we are bowing our heads to pray, to yield ourselves completely and unreservedly to God. We thank thee for the power of God on this campus, the protecting care of God about this institution that's kept it through these years and difficulties and storms and depression and trouble, and led us up to this blessed, wonderful hour when there's a strange and wonderful manifestation of thy power on this campus. Keep this school true to thee, and each individual who's heard this message true to thee in his heart or heart. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.